congratulations to Jasmine Foster, who's available to speak to us. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Jasmine is the Super Value Superstar, the overall winner. We spoke to a lot of the nominees. And Jasmine, you had a really difficult time. They talk about a difficult time starting out in life. When you were just a little baby, this is incredible. You died for 14 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. And then you were nurtured back to good health. You managed to come through school with a series of different challenges. Tell me about the challenges you had to face, Jasmine.
I had a learning difficulty. I had a classroom assistant, and I suffered from bullying, which makes it really hard.
So you had a hard time,
yeah.
But you managed to leave school at 17 with, was it seven GCSEs?
No, seven, yeah.
Yeah, at 17 you had seven GCSEs. The bullying, that must have been very hard for you, was it?
It really, really was.
How do you...
I thought people were my friends, but no.
It is sad whenever you think that people are going to be nice to you and they turn out to be horrid. The reality is, of course, would you agree with me that most people are very pleasant?
Yes, yes.
And what about last night? What did it mean to you to be crowned the Super Value Superstar?
I was very, very shocked, and it was very unexpected, and I was so proud and so happy.
What do you hope to do in the future, Jasmine?
I'm hoping to do child care, working with people with disabilities, like me.
Now, you have what is described as a learning and process disorder. It takes you a little while to fully process what people say to you. How much of a disadvantage is that in life?
Very, very, very hard. People say something, and I don't get it.
We were speaking earlier in this programme to a representative from the Now organisation talking about the Just a Minute cards, where people have these little cards and they hand them over at, for example, a shop to explain that they may have a challenge, they may have some hurdle that they're trying to overcome, and they just need a little more time. Would your message to people this morning be, give a little more time to someone who has maybe a hidden disability that isn't as obvious?
Yes, definitely.
It's an important message to get across, Jasmine. And the winner last night, what as winner did you receive?
I received a trophy and a £3,000 holiday voucher.
Where would you like to go on the holiday?
I have no idea. There's so many choices.
£3,000. Who'll go with you?
My mum, my brother, and my dad.
That's a family outing. That's a family outing. Jasmine, your mum, your dad. What's your brother's name?
Adam
must be so proud of you. Well, well done. And well done the medical services on the 7th of July 1998 for literally taking you back from the dead. Well done you for being able to cope with all the challenges that were thrown, including that additional sad hurdle of being bullied during your younger life, for overcoming it, for going through the speech therapy that you've been through, for coping with that lack of oxygen at birth, for being able to take on the challenges of life and prove yourself as being an overall winner. It's just a success story the whole way through, and I think you deserve heartiest congratulations. And that's why, indeed, you were honoured last night as being the Super Value Superstar, up against incredible competition. You must feel great this morning.
Yeah, really.
Well, well, well done, Jasmine. Take congratulations from all of us here at U105 as well.
Thank you so, so much.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure having you on. That's the overall winner, Super Value Superstars, 19-year-old Jasmine Foster. who has overcome her challenges and who now wants indeed to go on to study to be a special needs teacher. So every good wish to Jasmine.